Kutisicha's chelik beis sicha and parshas metzora. Hirashi sicha, short sicha. On the question, how do we know that a metzora, the taharas a metzora, is only done by yom, only done during the day? Min hakasuv b'tchilas parshas seino zeis tia teiras a metzora b'yom taharasi v'gemar. Mighty gracious atave zeis ti ateres ametzeda vegemar umefarish melamich imetare nesibalaylo. The pasuk says this is the law, this is the seder, the Torah of the metzeda on the day of his tara. Rashi quotes the words zeis ti ateres ametzeda vegemar and says this teaches us that the tara ametzeda should not be done at night. Pirusha mefarshim and mefarshim and Rashi explain how do I know that from this pasuk that is done by that it can't be done by night. The word b'yom taharasi, which is in the pasuk, which is hinted in the word v'goymar in the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi, is seemingly superfluous. Rashi tells us this word b'yom taharasi. It could have said this is the teaching of the metzora when he becomes tahir. B'taharasi. The fact that it says b'yem taharasi, this teaches me that a taharas ametzeda can only be done, cannot be done at night. Avokasha lefarishkein, but for two reasons, this pirshu ha-mefarshim does not work, especially according to the klalim, the rules that we have learned numerous times with regards to pirush Rashi. Aleph, Rashi ma'itik min hakasuv zeisti yeteras ametzeda she'enem shayachis klal lepiruza. Rashi in his Dibur HaMaschil quotes the words zeisti yeteras ametzeda that are seemingly totally unrelated to the limud of ein metar in eisei balayla. Beis davke tevas bayoyim sherak eisei mefarish v'ramze b'vegaymar. The word that is relevant is the word bayoyim, and that Rashi alludes to in a v'gaymar, which is very unusual. If Rashi was learning from the words from the word b'yoyim, Rashi would have used b'yoyim in the Dibur HaMaschil and not used the words zeis tia teiras metzeda. V'yalkochach tzarech leimar. Therefore, we must conclude that the daitei shel Rashi ikir alimudu min hateves zeis tia teiras metzeda. The main limud that we're learning is from the words zeis tia teiras metzeda. And l'shem b'teves edel levadan kedei lachriach pirushay. These words alone are not enough. Are not sufficient to explain to us or to prove to us that this Pirush of Rashi is as it is. That's what Rashi adds the word v'geymar. To hint to us that we should also look in the pasuk at the end of the pasuk the words v'yem tarasi. V'haynu shehatev shematikon betziruf. That the words that are quoted in Rashi, which is Zeistia Teres Mitzera, together with the Vegaimar, together form a limud melamdi in Shein Natan and Eise Balayla. So therefore, we don't know yet how, but we have to say that from the fact that Rashi says Zeistia Teres Mitzera, and only puts the words b'yem taharasi in a v'geymar, is to tell us that his limud is coming from the words zeistia teiras metzeda, together with v'geymar, with the words b'yem taharasi. It's out of lavin, and therefore we have three questions. Alev lama lepirish Rashi v'pashtos, sha'limudei metaren esi b'laylo umi b'yem taharasi. Why does Rashi not learn b'pashtos, that is that it says b'yem taharasi? This teaches us that it has to be done by day. Especially since in Teiras Kehanim, and even in the basic understanding of the Gemara, implies the same thing, that from the words b'yem taharasei, we learn that the Metzeiras, tahara happens by day. Beis, second question, li'idach. If you're not learning it from b'yem taharasei, as we just said, that Rashi's learning it from the words zeistia teiras ametzeda, how do those words teach us that the taharas ametzeda cannot be done at night? Gimel. And the third question is lama diik Rashi v'hesif melamed she'ein metaren v'chulu. Why does Rashi add in the word the extra word melamed? Melamed seems to imply that it's a limud. It's not a direct understanding. And you say, if you say something in the pasuk, b'yoyim ta'arasay, b'yoyim means by day. So I learned that it has to be done by day. When you have to learn something from something else, it's a limud. Melamed implies that there's something being learned out of something else. There's an extra limud over here. So what is Rashi's diuk by saying the word melamed? So a very simple question. How do we know, according to Rashi, from the word Zaystiya Teira Sametzera, that the Teira Sametzera has to be done B'yayim and not B'layla? Why does Rashi not learn from B'yayim Teira? And why does Rashi use the word Melamed? Abir Bazet. What's bothering Rashi, which is why Rashi shtels it, Rashi quotes these words in his Dibur HaMaschil, that the words Zeis Tiyya Teira Sametzera are extra, are not needed. That he move Sham and Dubur Yiyya B'Metzera. It's obvious. It's understood. Self understood that we're going to speak about a Metzera. Mikivon the Parsha Zu Ba BeEmshech LeParsha Akidemes Shenemru BaDinei Tumas Sametzera. This Parsha is coming in continuation to the previous Parsha, where many dinim of Metzera were spoken about. And that's what this Parsha is talking about. Now that we're ready to learn, how does the Metzera become Tahir? But to say the word Zeis, Tiyya, Teira, Sametzera, according to Rashi, is miyutar, is extra, and this is bothering Rashi. Well, the Taritz Kushyazu, and to answer this question, Maiti Grashi Teiva Zeis, Tiyya, Teira, Sametzera, Vegemer, therefore Rashi quotes these words in a Dibur HaMaschil, Umefaresh Melamed, Shein Metare Neisi Balayla, that Vahainu Shat Teivis Eilu Bo Lelamed Dinze. These words, the words Zeis, Tiyya, Teira, Sametzera, are the ones that teach me that you cannot be Metayer Metzera at night, and that's why they're in the Pasuk, and therefore they're not Meyutarais, because there's a special limud that I'm learning from them, that Ein Metayer Neisi Balayla, which will be explained in Siv Dalet. In Siv Gimel, we're going to explain to us why can we not learn from B'yayim Taharasa. In other words, I explained, and we explained in Isbeis that the reason that the Pasuk says Zeistiyya Teira Sametzera according to Rashi is to explain to us, is to teach us the limud that the Teira Sametzera is by night, which is learned from the word Zeistiyya Teira Sametzera V'geimar. But I still have to, which I'm going to explain in Ois Dalet, which the Sikha is going to explain in Ois Dalet. But now in Ois Gimel we're going to explain why is the words B'yayim Taharasei not enough to teach us that you cannot, that to teach us that it has to be B'yayim. Why can't we just learn from B'yayim Taharasei? B'yayim Taharasei, in the day of his Tahara, teaches us that it has to be done by Yom. So he explains, very simple. B'pshutei shel mikra, Yom, k'shelei nichtiv b'yachad, b'nigud l'layla. According to B'pshutei shel mikra, when it says the word Yom, if it's not written together with, and versus night, when you're not saying day versus night, just the word Yom by itself, Ein muvan noy shayla laila. Its understanding does not exclude night. Ki impirush kala mesles hayim va'alayla. The word Yom would mean the whole 24-hour period, including both day and night. Ki mefurish va'yere va'yivoker Yom echad. And the same thing is with all of the days of Sheshes Mebreshes, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, until Yom Hashishi. In all of them, he uses the word Yom, and it starts from Erev. By Erev, Ayveiker, it doesn't just mean the day, the first day, the second day of Sheshes Mebreshes. He means the whole Mesles of these 6 days of creation, and the whole thing, both the day part and the night part, are called Yom.
6 days
a week you should work, and on the seventh day you should rest. Shapirusha, which means 6 days a week you should work, it means you could work both day and night of the Yemei Sechayim. And Ubayim Ashvi Tishbeis means on the whole Mesles of Shabbos, you're not allowed to do work, Sai the night, Friday night, and Sai Shabbos day. Even though it doesn't say Ubelel Ashvi, Ubayim Ashvi, it just says Ubayim Ashvi. So therefore, according to Pshutei Shel Mikra, Yom does not automatically mean day. Yom could mean the 24-hour period, including both day and night. The Yesedim is additionally. Matzinu Yoim v'negeya l'mu'ura shoya b'layla. We even find that the Pasuk uses the word Yoim, day, and it's referring to an event that occurred at night. Not even the Yoim means both day and night together, a 24-hour period. We find a place where Yoim actually refers to something that happened at night. On the day that I smite, I smote, I punished the Bechayrim in Eretz Mitzrayim, Umakas Bechayrus, Arayayse Bechatsiya Laila, Makas Bechayrus happened at midnight, middle of the night. Muchach Mizeh, so from this, it is proven, the Tevas Yoim, that the word Yoim, Afilu B'makim, Shalachayrim Yoteresi, Kibbenidin Didan, Uke B'posik B'yayim HaKaisi V'gamer D'havale L'meymar B'HaKaisi Kol Bechayr, that the word Yoim, even when the word Yoim is extra and wasn't needed, like over here it could have said B'tahar Rasei, or by the Makas Bechayris, where it could have said B'HaKaisi. So the whole word Yoim is extra. Even when the word Yoim is extra, Eina Sheilelas Laila, according to Pshutei Shel Mikra, it does not exclude night, Ki Perusha Kolam is less, because it's referring to the 24-hour period of that day, night time. So therefore, this explains to us why B'yayim Taharasai is not enough to teach me that Ein Metar Enayse Balayla. And therefore we have to learn from the words Zayis Tiyya Teres HaMetzera. How do we do that? Eis Talit. Ulam Yitur Teva Zayis Tiyya Teres HaMetzera Melam Deinu. But the extra words of Zayis Tiyya Teres HaMetzera, this does teach us B'yayim Taharasai, that when it says B'yayim Taharasai, HaNemer L'Achreizeh, that when it says B'yayim Taharasai, in this case, move on Ribayim Dafke V'lei B'layla. In other words, we're not learning it from Zayis Tiyya Teres HaMetzera, but Zayis Tiyya Teres HaMetzera are teaching us that when it says B'yayim, in this case, it means Dafke by day and not by night. Wow. Tevis Eilu Kulon L'Shenis Shel Diyukim. These words, Zayis Tiyya Teras, are all words of Diyuk, of specificity. And they emphasize the details that they're talking about, that we're talking specifically about this, to exclude anything else. The word zeis, this, refers to something that is specified and clear and clarified. Clear. Like Rashi says on the Pasuk Zayisei Sabris, when the Eibishter was talking to Noach, he showed him the rainbow. In other words, he didn't just say Zayisei Sabris, but he showed him, so to be clear in his mind, what is the Sabris? He showed him the rainbow. When the Eibishter speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu about Kiddush HaChodesh, and he says, HaChodesh is Alechem, Pirush Rashi, Hereyu Levana. He showed Moshe the Levana as it was being born. In other words, when you use the word Zeus or Zeh, it means exactly this as I am showing it to you. In many several places throughout the Torah, it uses the word Zeus and Zeh, and it means exactly this. Then you have the word Tiyah. Mashmu'usa Tiyah over here means ki bekama mekaymes, like in many other places, behavayasotei, it will be exactly as it is, as you see it, as it is, that's how it should be, and not in any other way. So again, zois means clear, this, exactly this. Tiyah means it should be as it is, and not in any other way. Teiras, the word teiras, pirusha heiras dinim, it means to teach you the laws. Teiras inyan v'ilcheisav, the teira, the laws of this idea, of this concept, and its halachas. A law is exactly how you should do it. This is how you should do it when it comes to being mekayim. This inyan should be like this, like the laws that are being told to you over here. So sai zois means clear. Sai tiyah means as is. Sai teiras means that there's laws involved, that there's details involved in exactly how it should be done. Shemiza, move on. So now we understand that when you tell me zois tiyah teiras, when you preface the words b'yayim with zayis tiyah teiras, this teaches us that the words that come afterward are exact and specific. And therefore the words b'yayim tarasa here doesn't mean like it usually means in Pesutei Shel Mikra, or like it could mean in Pesutei Shel Mikra. B'yayim u'balayla here means dafke b'yayim, dafke she metara nesei b'layla, that you cannot be metara the metzera at night. And this answers the questions that we had on Rashi. A piece of moving the Yukis Rashi. Aleph Lahaitik Ateva Zaystia Teres Metzeda, that number one, he's mighty. Rashi quotes the words Zaystia Teres Metzeda from the Pasuk. Beis Ladames Tevas Bayim Rak Bevegaimar, to mention the Bayim only in a Vegaimar. And Gimel Dio Kusheni Melamed Shemetari, the fact that Rashi adds the word Melamed. And Rashi, and he explains, Rashi Madgish, Tahashe Metari Nese Balaila. We're not learning it from the words b'yem tarasei, because b'yem does not exclude night. From the word zeis tiyateres ametzera, we learn that the v'geimar, which is referring to the word b'yem in the pasuk, is specific. And therefore, the melame, the zeis tiyateres ametzera, teaches us that the v'geimar, the b'yem, is at night. So therefore, Rashi says zeis tiyateres ametzera because those are the words from which we learn that b'yem is specific. Rashi doesn't say the word b'yem itself, but v'geimar, to teach me that I'm not learning it directly from b'yem, but only from the fact that Zaystia Teres Ametzera means that Bayayim is Meduyak, and that's why it says Melamed, because I'm not learning it directly from the Pasik, but I'm learning it from Zaystia Teres Ametzera, which is teaching me about Vegaimar Bayayim, that it means Dafke Bayayim and not Balayla. Albisa, so, and this is, and Adkan is the Rashi. So now we had a Rashi, we asked three questions, we explained the Rashi. Number one, that Rashi is bothered by the words Zaystia Teres Metzeda, they seem to be extra. Therefore, Rashi comes to the conclusion that they must be here to teach me that Teres Metzeda is Bayoim. We can't learn Bayoim Bepashtus because Bayoim Alpiputus Mikra doesn't necessarily mean day. So therefore, we need another Limud. But Zaystia Teres, which are the Shainus of Diuk, will teach me that when it says Bayoim, it means Dafke Bayoim and not Balayla. Al pize teturas pashtus bepashtus kushyus on mefarshim al pirush Rashi dilon. This will also answer a question that some of the mefarshim ask in our Rashi. They ask, lama li limud miyuchat shei metara nesa balayla? Why b'chlal do I need a special limud that you cannot do taras metzera at night? Harei ef sheshetei taras shel metzera balayla. We anyway can't do the taras metzera at night. Mikivan shein echad meinyonei taras yuavas a carbon, because one of the steps of taras metzera is bringing a carbon. Vein alayla kasher lakravas carbon, and the night is not kasher. You cannot bring a carbon at night. Ki adrasu b'teraskeinim alapasik b'yem tzaveisay, as the teraskeinim darshins on the pasuk b'yayim tzaveisei lamadnu l'chala karbonis shen k'sheidim ele b'yayim. From the word b'yayim tzaveisei, we learn that this teaches us that karbonis can only be brought by yayim. So yes, that we know from the other pasuk of b'yayim tzaveisei, that karbonis can only be brought by day, and part of the taras mitzvah is hakravas hakorbin. So obviously you can't do the process of taras mitzvah at night. So l'cheira, why do we b'chlal need a special limud? L'cheira, it's understood by itself that I can't do taras mitzvah at night because I can't bring a karbon. Aval alpiyan now, but according to our understanding in Rashi, the Pesutei Shel Mikra ein tevas yayim shelelas laila, that yayim according to Pesutei Shel Mikra does not exclude night. There's no question of these mefarsh and Rashi, because lefi pirish Rashi al teira limud al derech hapshat. According to pirish Rashi, who learns al derech hapshat, not al derech halacha necessarily, ein lo ichiach mashenemar b'yayim tzaveisei dey mevi'in karbonis ele b'yayim. You can't learn from b'yayim tzaveisei that you don't bring karbonis during the day, for two reasons. One is in the parentheses, neisev ala iker. The Bipsutei Shel Mikra Pirushu B'yayim Shenitztava Lohav Yakar Bonus V'loi Hava Asam B'Payel. Number one, we find that Rashi himself does not bring on the words b'yayim tzavoysoi, the drasha of the teraskenim, the karbanos are only kosher by day. Why? Because the psute shel mikra of that pasuk is not that the tzavoysoi was that you should only bring karbanos by yayim, but it means b'yayim on the day that he was commanded. The post of Shat is not talking about when you could bring karbanos. It means that this was the day that the Yidden were that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded about karbanos. In addition to that, according to Rashi, we just explained according to Pesutei Shel Mikra, biyayim doesn't mean dafke biyayim. And therefore, so besides the fact that B'yayim Tzavoysei itself is not, Alpi Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't teach us this limud of Karbanos B'yayim, even if you would say that B'yayim was talking about Hakravos HaKarbanos, we still can't learn from it that Karbanos Hadavke B'yayim, because we just explained that according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, B'yayim does not necessarily mean Yayim and not Laila. And therefore, this question of the Mefarshim and Rashi is not a question, because without our pasuk of Zeis Tiyateres Mitzera B'Yayim Tarasei, I wouldn't know that you cannot do the Taras Mitzera at night. Val Pize, and based on this, we're going to understand something else. In the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, the Gemara speaks about that kol hayom kasher l'taras mitzera. There's a Mishnah over there that says kol hayom kasher le, all the things that you could do during the day. And one of the things that you could do all day is taras mitzera. Later, when the Gemara tells on each part of the Mishnah to explain, and the Gemara says that how do I know that kolayim kashul teras metzera? The Gemara says from the pasuk zeis ti teras metzera biyayim tarasei. Rashi explains that this is talking about the tziparim, the eitz erez, the ezev, and the shnitei las. And the question that we're going to ask is why does Rashi not mention the karbanis? Al pizi yisbar mashe b'gemara kishalamdu the taras metzera kshira kolayim. In the Gemara, when the Gemara learns the Taras Mitzvah is kasher all day, and learns it from the pasuk Zeis Tiyateres Mitzvah Bim Tarasei, Pirush Rashi teaches on the Gemara, the Taras Mitzvah the whole day is kasher. To be mitayeh the Mitzvah, b'tziparim ve'etz erez ve'ezev shnitelas, with the birds, with a cedar branch, with a hyssop bundle, and with the red thread. The lechera, in imuvon lechera, we have three questions. Aleph, Michael, Masmalon, and Mefurish, Bikra, Mai, Taras, Mitzera. What is Rashi trying to be Mechadish over here? Lechera, the Pasuk says clearly that these are the items that are needed for the Taras, Mitzera. Beis, Lama, Mashmit, Ha, Korbanis, Shechayev, Lavi, the Taras. Why does Rashi exclude the Korbanis, which are also part of the Taras, Mitzera process? And Gimel, Havale, Lerashi, Lefarshe, Tekev, Alamishnashon, Kolayim, Kosher, Lataras, Mitzera. Why does Rashi mention this only once the Gemara brings the Pasuk? Why doesn't Rashi say it right away in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that the whole day is kosher, the Taras Metzera. Ella, the Bava Taras Kushyana. The reason Rashi is saying this pshat, where he says it, and the fact that he says it, and where he says it, is answering this question. To Lecheira, you can ask on the Gemara the same question. Lama tzarech limud miyuchad b'yayim tarasi b'yayim davke. Hare al derech halochei makriven karbon balayla k'min shikasa b'yayim tzaveisei. Meile, according to Pesutei Shel Mikra, that b'yayim does not mean davke b'yayim and not balayla. Therefore, you need a pasuk of Zeis Tiyateres HaMetzera to teach me that b'yayim tarasi here means davke b'yayim and not balayla. But according to halocha, that b'yayim tzavayisei taka means b'yayim and not balayla. And b'yayim tzavayisei teaches me that I cannot bring karbanos balayla. L'cha'era, why do I need another pasuk on to tell me that b'yayim that taras ha-metzera is dafka b'yayim and not balayla? In other words, the same question that we asked in Oizvav of the kushyos of Mefarshim and Rashi, which we said that kushyasa meikara lesa. It's not even a question, because al pi pshuto shel mikra is not a question, but al derech halacha it is a question. Because al derech halacha, karbanos adafke b'yayim and not b'layla. And therefore the question is, why do you need an extra limud b'chla? And therefore, v'lachim, mefarish, medayik, the limud b'pasik, the law, and the Torah, smetzeda b'yayim, and therefore Rashi comes to tell me, v'davka, that this limud, that we're learning, that the Torah, smetzeda b'yayim, from our pasik, from Zeis Tiyya, to Leili Inina Karbonis, Shemevi L'Tarasei, does not refer to the Karbonis, which is bringing for his Tara, because that already we know that cannot be done during the night, and it can only be done during the day. Elarak L'Inyin Tzipar At Tziparim Ve'etz Erez Ve'ezi V'shnitei Lo'as, She'i Efshilim Mibiyem Tzavesei, but it's only referring to the Tziparim Ve'etz Erez and the Ezev and the Shnitei Lo'as, which cannot be learned from Yem Tzavesei, because they're not Karbonis. So therefore in the Mishnah, where we don't know where the limud is. So at that point, you might have included karbanos. Because kalayim kasher, letaras, ha-metzayra, includes karbanos. Also the metzayras have to be done, also the karbanos have to be done by day. But once the Gemara introduces the pasuk, zeis tiyah teiras ha-metzayra b'yom tarasei, so you can ask, why do I need this pasuk? The answer is, you're right. The taka legabe karbanos, you don't need a pasuk, because that I already have from b'yom tzavesei. And therefore, when the pasuk, when the Gemara brings in the pasuk zeis tiyah teiras ha-metzayra b'yom tarasei, this is referring to the other items that are not karbanis that we still would need a limud. How do I know that it cannot be done by Laila? Again, keep in mind that this is different than we said till here, till Oizayin, because now we're talking al derech halacha in Gemara. Over there, the answer is different than the answer is in our Rashi, which is going according to Pesudah Shal Mikra. According to Pesudah Shal Mikra, B'yayim Tzavayisai does not teach us that karbanos are only by day, and B'yayim Tarasai by itself does not teach us that Taras Metzayra is by day, and Zayis Tiyah Teres Metzayra is teaching us everything, that the whole process of Taras Metzayra is by day, because B'yayim is Meduyuk only because it says the word Zayis Tiyah Teres beforehand. But al derech halacha, B'yayim Tzavesei does teach me that karbanos are dafke by day, and therefore I don't need a limud that the karbanos of Taras Metzayra are dafke by day, and B'yayim Tarasei is teaching me the other items of Taras Metzayra that they too can only be done by day from the pasuk B'yayim Tarasei. Me'inyonim ha-mufloim al derech halacha shapirish ha-shizeh. Based on this, and these two approaches, the halacha approach versus Rashi's Pesutei Shel Mikra approach, will come out a wonderful relevance in halacha. Halimud Taras Metzeres Achlias Beyem Davke Nidrish BeGemara BeTeras Keirnim Mitzad Achiyuvi. When the Gemara and the Teras Keirnim speak about this limud, the Taras Metzeres has to be by day, it's said in the positive tense. Kalayim kasher, the taras metzera. The whole day is kasher for taras metzera. Or in the teras keinim, it says, melamed v'tarasi bayim, that the tara of the metzera is by day. V'ilu Rashi v'parsha seinim, mishane u'medayek lichte v'sad ha-shlili. Rashi changes it around to write it in the negative sense. Melamed she'ein metara nesi b'layla, that you can't be metara the metzera by night. Instead of saying in the direct way, you are metara the metzera by day, it says you can't be metara the metzera by night. So these phraseology, this way that the Gemara or Teras Keirnim write it versus the way Rashi writes it will actually have a relevance in halacha. Kasher nimshicha tarase prat ha-ma'akiv ba bizman she'ene le'yem ve'le'lai le'bein ha-shmashis. If any aspect of the taras ha-metzera, which is ma'akiv, which you cannot be without, moves on into a time that is neither day nor night, meaning ben hashmashos. In other words, there's a period of time between shkia and seisa kechavim that is called ben hashmashos, and it's a suffix whether that's considered yom or laila. Suffix, you know, I think in the Ha'ari brings if it's a suffix yom suffix laila, or it's what exactly the suffix means, but The bottom line is that al pi halacha we don't consider it yom, we don't consider it laila, which is why on Friday we start Shabbos beforehand, just in case it's laila, and mitzoy Shabbos we end Shabbos after it, just in case it's yom. So what happens if the mitzvah, if the taras mitzvah continued into bein hashmashos? So according to the Gemara and the Teras Keirnim, who say that the Tara has to be by day, So if the Tara Samatsaira continues into Bein Hashmashos, which is not day, the Tara doesn't work. Because it didn't happen by day. But according to Rashi, that says the problem isn't that it has to be done by day. The problem is that it cannot be done by night. So in that case, according to Rashi, if the taras and metzayra continues into bein hashmashes, it would still be kosher because it's not night. And the reason will be based, like I said before, on the understanding of the word yom. If you're going up by halacha, or you're going up by traditional mikra. Nisbar lel dal darach halacha yom bekabu bekemis lakapona berubei. Kailil nidin didan. Mashmusa yom davke v'lei laila. According to halacha, yom, in most cases, including in our case, means day and not night. So therefore, if you're looking at it from the perspective of halacha, yom means day and not night. And therefore, over here, the Tara has to be done by day. And like we said before, if the Tara is not done by day, then, meaning to say that it's not considered day, and the Tara wouldn't work. But Rashi, who's coming from the perspective of Pshat, the Teva is by Yom Ha'atzmas Musa, Kolam Esles, Gam Laila, that Yom by itself means day or night, the whole Mesles. Elos Ayitur HaTevis, Ba'akos of Melamed. And it's only because we have these extra words of Zestia Teras. They teach us that over here, B'yayim would mean not night. So therefore, we're only going to be b'mayit that which we have to be b'mayit. But not to exclude any additional time. In other words, if you're going in the direct al derech halacha, yom means yom, and not bein hashmashes, not night. But if you're coming al derech hapshat, yom means, yeah, we don't know what yom means. It's only in this case, because of the word zeis tiyateras, that we're excluding night. So we could only exclude whatever we're the least possible, because we have a miyut. So we're being memayit only that which we have to be memayit. We're not being memayit anything extra. And therefore, according to Rashi, bein hashmashes would be kosher for the dina. Bein hashmashes would be kosher for taras metzera. That if it continued into bein hashmashes, the chayda, I would imagine that you shouldn't lechatchila start bein hashmashes because of the fact that he uses the words kasher nimshicha taras, frat that it's a taka asafik. So there, but if you started during the day, you started in the right time and had to go on into bein hashmashes, according to Rashi, the tara would work because there's no miut to be mamayed bein hashmashes. We're going to end with a short vart bepnimis and yarnim and estes. Pnimis and yarnim abir lagdama satevis zeis ti yateres metzeda the parsha taras metzeda. According to Chassidus, according to on the deeper level, what is the explanation for the preface of the words zeis ti yateres metzeda to the parsha of taras metzeda? The vur belukuta teda the metzeda in yarnim metzis shemra. Lukuta teda explains that metzeda is the idea of Meitzi Shemra. Shemeitzi umamshech shemus, asius vekelim deklipa. That by using words that are wrong, that are inappropriate, you bring down names of klipa, basically asius of klipa and kelim of klipa. You're creating a possibility for klipa to reside in this world. You're building a home for klipa in this world. V'lochein tikunei, or the Eisikah Teira, and therefore the tikun of the Mitzayra is through learning Teira. Shehi b'china Shemes Diktusha, which Mitzayra is Shemes of Klipa. And Teira is Shemes of Kitusha, creating a home, building words of Kiddusha in this world. K'mayim erazal, kola Teira kula, Shmeisu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole Teira, every word of Teira are the names of Hashem. So when he learns Teira, he's being mamshich, shemis, dukdusha into the world. So mitzayra beruchnias is shmeitzi shemra, which means shemis, of bringing shemis of klipa into the world. And the tikkun is through learning Teira, which is bringing shemis, dukdusha into the world. And that's why the parsha begins with the word Zaysti Yateras, because the primary rectification of the Mitzedah, the main tikkun, is not through bringing it to the Kayin, you want to fix the problem of the Mitzedah that's inside of you. Start with Teiras Mitzedah. Start with learning Teiras. Because through learning Teda, you're mahapech, the klipa, the words of klipa that you brought into the world, and you transform them into words of kedusha. So the main thing, that's why the parashas of Mitzvah starts with the word zayistia teiras, to tell us that if we have to fix the problem of Mitzvah, the first and most important part of it is to learn Teda. Teiras Mitzvah. Ela shebechdeisha teiras Mitzvah tia kedibay lemehava. But in order for the Teiras HaMetzeda to be properly done, especially since he's a Metzeda, so therefore, how to ask to do it properly, how does he do it properly? That his Teiras should be learned with Bittul. The Davke Esek HaTeiras Beifenzeh Peil Tikkun HaMetzeda, because only when the Limud HaTeiras is done with Bittul, can it accomplish this Tikkun for the Metzeda. So the chli is v'huva l'kayin. So there has to be v'huva l'kayin. You have to bring the tzaras to the kayin. Kiu amamshich eir abba inyan abitul, because the kayin is mamshich eir abba, which is the inyan of bitul. So the kayin helps you with bitul, but it's not enough just to have the bitul. You also have to have limud ha-teira. Therefore, it says al pi pnimi se'an yanim. Therefore, the parsha begins with zayis tia teira samit seira, to tell us that the way to be mahapech, the inyan, the klipa that is brought down into the world through the inyan of mitseira, is through a sekat. Teira is through learning Teira, and through learning Teira bebitul that transforms the klipa, the aces of klipa, the shemus of klipa into shemus of kedusha, and al pi pnimis and yanim. That's how you rectify the inyan of mitzvah.